Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Friday, the 10th of November 2023. Today's topic is Actions of the Anxious. Our text today is taken from Exodus chapter 14, verses 5 through 13. Verse 5. And it was told the king of Egypt that the people fled. And the heart of Pharaoh and of his servants was turned against the people, and they said, "Why have we done this, that we have let Israel go from serving us?" And he made ready his chariot, and took his people with him. And he took 600 chosen chariots, and all the chariots of Egypt, and captains over every one of them. Verse 8. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh king of Egypt, and he pursued after the children of Israel. And the children of Israel went out with an high hand. But the Egyptians pursued after them, all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh, and his horsemen, and his army, and overtook them encamping by the sea, beside Pihahiroth, before Baal-zephon. And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and, behold, the Egyptians marched after them. And they were sore afraid. And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. Verse 11. And they said unto Moses, "Because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us, to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, Let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians, than that we should die in the wilderness." Verse 13. And Moses said unto the people, "Fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever." Our memory verse today is taken from Exodus chapter 14 verse 11. And they said unto Moses, "Because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us, to carry us forth out of Egypt?" You may have heard about claustrophobia, fear of confined places, hydrophobia, fear of water, or xenophobia, fear of strangers. But you may not have heard about thanatophobia, fear of death or dying. It is a form of anxiety characterized by a fear of one's own death, referred to as death anxiety. The children of Israel manifested this symptom in our text when they were faced with the threat of certain, violent death. Under this condition, they forgot the promises of God. They forgot His past miracles and deliverances. They even chided with Moses, the man who did them much good. And they spoke unadvisedly, preferring their past life of bondage to their present life of liberty. All these happened because they were anxious. You are bound to react negatively when you are anxious. But they need not have worried. God, who brought them out of Egypt, was determined to take them to the promised land. He was both willing and able to keep them and preserve them. You have nothing to worry about. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Quote for the day: Trust in the Lord. The challenge for today is: there is nothing to worry about. Prayer. O God, remove my anxiety and grant me peace. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.